Now, here at the Kennedy Space Center, we are waiting for word on whether or not the space shuttle will be landing here. Earlier this morning, we had a wave off. It was cloudy and foggy, and the space shuttle has gone around the Earth again, and now an hour and a half later, we are waiting to see whether they're going to do the deorbit burn. This word should come from the flight controllers in just a few moments. The day here has cleared up. There is some cloud to the south of the landing facility. There is no fog now, and the sky overhead is actually clear, but in fact it's not the cloud overhead that matters, it's the cloud to the north and to the east and south of the center, and there is some cloud in those areas. The north is fairly clear, but to the south there is even a cumulus cloud starting to build up, and that may be a problem. So just a waiting word now for whether or not they're going to do that deorbit burn. Once they've done the deorbit burn, they are committed to landing here at the Kennedy Space Center. There's no choice once you've made that deorbit burn. That's when they fire the space shuttle engines, the orbital maneuvering system engines, that is. And we've just had the word, go for the deorbit burn. So yes, they're coming back to the Kennedy Space Center. And that word is being passed to us over the... And that word being relayed to us over the tannoy system here at the press site. We are about 100 metres from the runway where the shuttle will be landing. We are now just a minute or two away from the deorbit burn. That's when they fire the orbital maneuvering system engines to slow the vehicle down pretty much as it passes over Australia, and it will then make a curving arc across the Pacific Ocean and then right down the America. As I was saying, it's going to come down on a track from almost Canada, down from the northwest side of the United States, right across the middle of America, and down across Florida, and then a curving path around the center, and then landing. But we're just waiting now for the beginning of that deorbit burn, which is due in just a few seconds' time. So we're only moments away now from that deorbit burn.
Good burn, Discovery.
We are now one.
Actually,
about 1 hour away from the landing here at the Kennedy Space Center. The sun is now up in the sky. It's getting quite warm. Those clouds are still persisting around to the south, but they have moved away from the east and southeast, which is good news. So things are looking good here now at the Kennedy Space Center. Here at the Kennedy Space Center, we're now 35 minutes away from the landing, and it looks like the circus has come to town. A large convoy of vehicles has now arrived on the site, hence the background noise you can hear. And at the head of the queue, we have a red fire engine, and then several grey SUVs, they call them over here, four-wheel drive vehicles, and then two platforms that look, you know, gangplank things that they have at the airport to get you off the tarmac onto the onto an aircraft. And then behind it we have the payloads experiments vehicle, several more trucks and pickup trucks and things, and then two things which look like an elephant's. They're white and blue, and they have hoses, and these are the things that are going to connect to the shuttle after it lands in order to collect noxious gases that may be coming from the vehicle. And just passing us now is the shuttle training aircraft doing a test flyby. Let's listen to it. Oh, he's turning around to give me some flyby. A little wing over there and soaring out. What a magnificent flyby. He's flown by one of the astronauts, I'm not sure which one. And he's been doing the weather checks, making approaches right through the morning to see whether or not the weather is okay. We are now 12 minutes away from the landing. The news media here are really gearing up, polishing off their cameras, getting the final setups done. The television representatives are either on standby waiting to get live on air, or in a few cases, one down here I can see from Channel 13 are actually live on air at the moment. Fox News further down are on standby at the moment, and there's Channel 2, he's doing a live to air piece at the moment as well, as the countdown clock now is approaching 11 minutes to the landing. Now during the landing I am going to try and keep up my commentary and also take lots and lots of photographs and hopefully to watch it, eyeball it myself and enjoy the experience. So this recording from now on is a little bit rough, you'll understand why. And we've just seen the shuttle on the television monitors here, so the shuttle must be some getting quite close. It's 5 minutes 30 seconds, 29 seconds, 28 seconds until the landing. And I'll just let the recorder run now, and I'm going to be taking photographs at the same time, so maybe a bit rough and noisy. So we're now recording. I've just told the shuttle astronauts that they're approaching the HAC, as they call it, which is the area immediately around the Kennedy Space Center. Shortly we'll hear the sonic boom. The shuttle will be passing almost high overhead, but it's unlikely we'll see it, especially given that the sun is in that direction. The background noise we're hearing is from these recovery vehicles, as they call them, the machines that are out here. Particularly the two that are designed to collect gases. And people are looking up now, hoping to catch a sight of the shuttle. Many people are not sure quite where to look. But I've been told it's pretty hopeless seeing it going overhead. Some people live nearby and they've looked with binoculars and everything and never seen it. So until it comes in on finals, we're unlikely to see the shuttle. However, I'm waiting to see if anyone can say ooh ah. Someone is pointing. And there go the sonic booms. So the shuttle has flown overhead now.
Yeah. Still can't see it myself.
Yeah, it's right at 12.
Don't think anyone else can either. And it's 3 minutes and 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds to the touchdown. Everyone looking in the sky for it, but no one can see it, I don't think. No. Everyone's looking in different directions. They've got their own version of where it should be. I don't think we're going to see it until it's on finals. Just about to touch down myself. Particularly given that there's a bit of cloud there. To the south, the shuttle will have to pass either through that cloud or underneath it. And then it will be coming in from the south on runway 33. And it will be gliding over some trees as seen from our press site vantage point here. I'm on a building which is 2 stories high. I'm on the first floor of that building, so I do have a good look down. But the beginning of the runway is obscured from our vantage point, and the runway from then on out is clear, and the final run out part of the runway again is obscured. People still looking up in the sky, hoping to catch a glimpse of the shuttle. But I don't know. Many people have given up looking. Some still hoping, searching, holding, shading their eyes, as I am, against the sun, which is quite bright now. It's about 30 degrees up in the sky. And I guess we'll get a lot of oohs and ahs when people finally catch a sight of the shuttle. Just focusing my camera, making sure it's all ready to go. Just check. Turning the power on, off and on, just to make sure it's powered up. And I'm shooting on a digital camera with some older lens. I've got a telephoto lens on. I've got it set to 150, but with a side adapter, it's probably focal length of 300 or so. There it is. There it is. We can see the shuttle. I can see it. I've taken my first picture. The next picture. It's coming down. It's still above the trees. Yes. Oh, very clear. And it's coming in now. It's going to disappear behind the trees in a moment. And it's gone behind the trees. And the next time we'll see it, it'll be on the ground running out. Yeah, and people are very excited here. Japanese commentary going on beside me for a Japanese television company. And there it goes. It hasn't touched down yet. It's almost on the ground. Nose up, parachutes out. It's on the ground, parachutes out, and it's nose down, touchdown nose. Oh, yes, yes. And a lot of applause. And it's slowing down. The parachute's still there. And it's going behind the trees. So we can, oh yes, we still see it on the runway there. And the parachute's still out, still up. And they've just let go of the parachute. And the shuttle is, I can still see it, even though it's partly hidden by trees. Yes, and it will stop. It has stopped. And the air brakes are deployed. They're still deployed, the air brakes. And here comes the shuttle training aircraft. They're going to try and take some photos of it. Oh, a bit out of focus here. There we go, better focus now. And the shuttle training aircraft followed the shuttle down. Oh, there's a nice shot of it, two of them together. Unfortunately, someone's head in the way. And the shuttle training aircraft is now climbing out, turning to the left, a bit of a wing over there, and trailing a plume of black smoke from its engines. and the shuttle training aircraft now at about a 45 degree bank as it turns and heads out towards the east. The shuttle landed from south going north, and now the rescue vehicles, Toyota rescue vehicles, are heading out towards it. The fire truck leading the way. The fire truck is approaching the shuttle now, and it's about 200 meters away from the shuttle. And the other convoy is now heading out onto the runway. But the shuttle now stationary, just beyond the trees. But we can still, I can see its wings and its engines and its tail, but we can't see the actual wheels. The fire truck is very close to it now, but there's no need for the fire truck because the shuttle does not appear to be in any trouble in any way. The convoy of vehicles heading out, the vehicles with the gangplank, the steps that will allow the astronauts to come out of the shuttle and onto the runway, they are now heading out, both of those vehicles. And the convoy of trucks, and there goes the elephant, as I call it. Blue and white truck with one, two, three, four sets of wheels, and each set has about at least eight tires on it. And the thing sticking out the front, looking a bit like the trunk of an elephant. It's on a boom with orange pipes, and that's going to extract the gases from the shuttle. And following it behind is another vehicle, which is again a white vehicle with a blue cab, and it has just a boom with a single white pipe coming out of it, and it's heading now out towards the runway. And then there's a vehicle called NASA Escape Base, and it's basically like the supermarket trucks that you see on our highways, and a van behind which again says Escape. And that convoy now heading out. And the surprising thing is they're not heading towards the shuttle. They're heading down the runway, but then doing a turn and coming back up towards the shuttle. And they're going quite slowly, maybe 5-6 kilometers an hour, and moving at a steady pace. They would be about maybe 700-800 meters from the shuttle at the moment. The vehicles moving onto the runway. Now the elephants, as I call them, are now actually getting onto the runway, and there's a NASA white van moving at quite a speed along the actual main runway. The other vehicles are moving along the side of the runway. Meanwhile, the space shuttle sitting there out there on the pad, on the runway, waiting for the support crew to arrive and start safing the vehicle.
これから車乗って行くんで、その前にちょっとこの前を通ります。